Hi guys, this is Sadik. Welcome to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed my previous episode. So in this episode, I would like to speak about the art of recovering from failures. Failure is a stepping stone for success. But we should know how to recover from these type of failure. Many people in our life face many problems, but they will give up very easily, thinking that failure is always heartbreaking. So when can we reach our success, or when can we taste our success? So many people, they give up in the middle itself. Okay, we can understand that failure is always painful, disappointing and demoralizing. But in addition to these obvious emotional bruises, failure can impact us on an unconscious level. Recognizing the various psychological injuries we sustain when we fail in our life, we should know how to treat them, how to recover from these type of failures more rapidly, more quickly. So recovering is an art. So you have to recover from these type of failures both psychologically and emotionally, and increase your chances of success in the future. I think that if you want to grow in any field or improve at anything, failure is always a part of the process. So without failure, you cannot achieve the success. It's like when you play a video game, you have to reach the 10th level. So you will face many failures from 1st level to 9th level. And without facing failures, you cannot reach the 10th level. It's like the same thing. You can't expect to have success without some failures. Failure is actually a good thing. And the fact that you even know something is wrong is a wonderful success in itself. It's all just about getting better and better and reach our success and getting the result. I think success is really about breaking through to a level where your art is relevant to people, and it has an effect on people and impact on people. Sometimes it provokes their thoughts and emotions and maybe their creativity. Success is being able to sleep at night without worrying about what happens tomorrow, or when we woke up in the morning, we usually have a thought that how this day will go for us. While all success are built on mountains of failures, it's important to not let get you down. You go through multiple failures every day on your way to find something new. A lot of my ideas fail, but Without failure of ideas, you cannot invent some new things. So a lot of my ideas failed, but these ideas give me some clues to what direction I might succeed. I have to fairly confident about my ability to think on my feet and turn the failures into something very successful, very interesting. To me, looking back the things that I have been failures or things where I didn't challenge myself, where I tried to just get by on old tricks or repeated myself because someone liked it the first time, so they are sure to like it again. How do you recover from the failure? First of all, for recovering from the failure, just replace the word failure with experience. So you are starting a business and you are investing a huge amount into the business, but you do not know the process how to run your business, and after some days you are experiencing a huge amount of loss and you do not know what to do. So that's the experience, and after that when you start again a new business, you would not do the same mistake again. So just stop for a second and think about it. What is a failure if not an experience? Isn't it something that to do that doesn't go as planned, doesn't bring the result you hoped for, or simply doesn't go through it? The term failure actually brings with it a burden of negative emotions, including shame, guilt and regret. So when you face the society or when you do your progress in your business, you'll be facing a huge amount of negative emotions like shame, guilt and regret. So It hinders our progress as we get stuck in the mental loops and rumination about the fact that it should not happen, it should not been happened, or we are not good enough, that we did something wrong and we should have done it more better. The next thing you should do for recovering from failure is just tame the ego and practice humility. Actually, ego is very dangerous. It is like rational mind. The ego thinks that we can control the events and their outcome. It believes that we are directly responsible for everything that happens to us. It is that which triggers negative emotions like blame and guilt. Taming the ego is crucial in order to be able to deal with failure. But how do we tame the ego? We can tame the ego by just practicing humility, and it sometimes requires dedication and it also takes some more time. Being humble allows us to give the right weight to failures in our life, and that's because we realize that everybody fails. Everybody makes mistakes. It's not at all about us. When you practice humility, you don't beat yourself up, but you rather roll up your sleeves and try again in the light of the newly acquired knowledge. So, another important thing which I want to convey is just accept the defeat. Like when you fail in your life, just accept that. In fact, an ego hurt by failure is delusional. It simply can't accept the reality of things. If such reality doesn't correspond to its expectations, humility leads to acceptance. We can't change the past or we cannot change the future, but we can understand it when it comes to our present. No matter how difficult it is, and we realize that our best option is to learn from our failures and move on. Acceptance means acknowledging our failing nature as human. It allows us to learn how to act out of our comfort zone. When we accept failure as an experience among others, instead of complaining, we make room for the changes we need to become and do better. Actually, failure normally involves two opposite reactions. So, like getting stuck and blaming yourself for letting it happen, or learning the lesson and moving on a stronger basis. That's not easy, because often change is damn scary. So, recovering from failure is about letting go of the past, not staying just idle on the present. Letting go doesn't mean disregarding or dismissing it. It's realizing that you can't fix the unfixable. A smarter thing to do is to take with you what you have learned from your mistake, understand the valuable lesson, and use your newly acquired skill and knowledge as your weapon to succeed next time. Turn all your negatives into positive without failures and painful experience in general. We cannot grow possibly. We cannot become stronger without getting failures. So, failure is indeed the key to success, but it's up to you to make it as such. Thank you and stay tuned for furthermore podcasts from Aditya.